We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Spiffy Sean Styles. Spiffy, how are you? You're excited about our guest. You're in Florida. I'm jealous. I'm in Pittsburgh and it's snowing. Don't get me started. I'm mad. But go ahead and introduce our guest.
Well, our guest tonight is one of the most popular comedians out right now. He's got a brand new special coming out on Netflix called A Simple Man. It'll be out soon. It's Steve Trevino, everybody.
Thank you for having me, guys. I do love Pittsburgh, and I do love Florida, and Pittsburghians are either living in Florida or Pittsburgh. So, you know, I think you got to get out of the snow. And, I mean, I'm in Texas. You know, we're sold out here in Texas. We do not have any more room and any more seats for anybody.
Okay. No, I see. I lived in Plano and Fort Worth, and I miss Texas. Pittsburgh's not going to like me. I miss it. I don't want to be like... No, like it's beautiful out 2 days later and then it's raining and it's 40. But good. Let's go, Sean, with your first question.
I like the sun. I mean, a little too much. You can tell by my nose peeling right now in Florida. But hey, Pittsburgh is great. I need a little more vitamin D in my life. Steve, I don't speak Rife. Is there any kind of seminar or training class you have for people like me who are recently married that can kind of take that course to get to where we can speak Rife?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what my shows are. My shows are cries for help. My shows are a documentary. My show is a template for you young guys that just got married and you need that advice. You know, I Speak Wife is on YouTube right now. I encourage you to start with that one. And then you go back to Till Death, which is, again, a documentary. And then now you're at Simple Man. So it is a three-step course to marriage, my stand-up, basically. So... You know, the problem with wife talk is that it changes, it grows. I had no idea when I got married that she could have issues with my happiness levels. Apparently, I can be too happy, which is something that I never thought was possible. But according to her, she's like, why are you so happy right now? I'm like, well, I don't know. I love life. My bad.
That's the problem, Steve. When you have success, success can be where you can't do that with your wife or significant other, or you're going to get heat. Isn't that true, Steve?
Oh yeah. You know, anytime my wife is inconvenienced and I'm having fun, there are going to be problems. And I tell people all the time, the way it works is if I am having fun and she is not, it is time to go. If we're both having fun, we get to stay. If she's having fun and I am not having fun, we're staying. That's how it works.
Somehow, through your relationship with Renee, your wife, she talked you into working together. You guys have a very successful podcast that you do as well. That's your Trevino and Captain Evil. She's okay being called Captain Evil?
Yeah, y'all, she loves being called Captain Evil because it is definitely who she is. She is a bougie evil wife, and she knows that she's got an outfit and a cape, and you know, anytime I'm having fun, you know, she will show up. That is her superhero power, is the fact to the way that she senses me having fun, then she shows up. That's how it works. But I mean, we work together all the time, from podcasting to my stand-up, because she did direct my special. And that's why I admire guys that go to a job. You know, they get to wake up and they get to go to a place where their opinions matter and people think they have good ideas. Not me. My wife is my boss all the time.
Okay, so let's talk about how you met her. Did she have a background in some of these skill sets when you met her, Steve?
Yeah, she did. She was, you know, we went to the same high school, which people think is crazy. Grew up together. We were not high school sweethearts because I was a lot older, but she won Best Actor in the state of Texas and then ended up with a scholarship to go to NYU and study acting and directing and producing. And I went off to L.A. to pursue my comedy career. And I walked into the local post office back home, and her dad goes, hey, my daughter's going to be in L.A. Can you take care of her? And I was like, yes, I can. And that was it for us.
And you've been together how long?
Oh, man, we're going on 15 years of being together, or 17, or, you know, you get to a point in marriage where you're just like, we're somewhere around there.
So do you consult now, saying based on your program, your three-step program, I'll call it, right, after this Netflix special comes out, to other Hollywood couples and say, and start, like, you know, pulling out your phone and calling them and saying, do you have to go through these three things to keep this marriage alive or relationship alive?
Yeah, you got to go through the three, you know, the three documentaries, Till Death, I Speak Life, and now Simple Man on Netflix. But, you know, we are far from the Hollywood celebrity couple. I mean, that's why this special is called Simple Man, because, you know, I grew up in a little town in Texas called Gregory, Portland. And, you know, I am a very simple man. I still cut my own grass and, you know, do my own thing. And I'm very, very not Hollywood. And, you know, living in Texas and with regular neighbors and, you know, raising regular kids. And I coach jujitsu on Mondays and I coach Little League on Tuesdays and flag football on Wednesdays. You know, I'm a very regular dude.
Go ahead, Sean.
And living in Texas and having a Mexican heritage and background, one of the things you talk about in I Speak Life is cooking. And I grew up in a big Italian family, so you talk about passing on those recipes and things like that. For me, it was my grandma's wedding soup that we don't make anymore in my family. My sister does okay with it. One of my aunts does okay with it. How are you holding on to some of those cultural things in Texas with the new son now? You mentioned coaching and everything like that. So how are you kind of giving him both worlds there, the Mexican and the American world?
Texas, believe it or not, is such a melting pot of Mexican and white. And you know, you go to San Antonio, Texas, and the Latino and Mexican culture is so interwoven. And, you know, Tex-Mex is a real thing. You know, I mean, you know, I am Tex-Mex, and I do joke. And that was one of my jokes that I Speak Wife, where, you know, we do lose skills. You know, this Mexican guy was able to put together my kids' playground. I was not. Why? Because we lose skills.
Yeah, no, and so where in Texas are you, Steve, by the way?
I live about 30 minutes north of San Antonio in a town called New Braunfels, Texas. And, you know, that's what makes, I think, Simple Man really special, because it really is an immigrant story, and it's generational, and it's my dad's raising me to me raising my kid, and it's just a really special story.
He's definitely down to earth, Sean, isn't he? Steve.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, one of the things he talks about in his Speak Life is that kind of American dream and how he's living it right now, and how the dream is to pass that on to your children and your grandchildren. So what are some of those skills that you want to make sure you pass on? You'd be getting lost in the shuffle as you kind of teach your kid some of those important life skills that you have, your dad.
Well, look, that's the struggle, right? I mean, when I walk into the airport with my kids and my kids look at me and go, are we going to the lounge? I'm like, really? Are we going to the lounge? I didn't get on an airplane until I was in my 20s. You know, so I think what I would like to pass on is the humility. So maybe not leave them any money and go, guess what, guys? Start over.
Teaching. No, listen. Let me get a taste of that. Not the Sky Lounge. I understand. I love that. I'm dying like myself, Steve. So it's hard to go back. The first time I got my wife a car, heated seats. Now that there's always going to be heated seats in whatever car she gets. So it's hard to go back to that.
But that's what this special is exactly about. I mean, it's literally talking about how do we raise these kids in this very simple, you know, this very complex, spoiled world, right?
100%.
You know, what was normal to us is not normal. You know, my son is never going to know what it's like to sit on the kitchen floor and talk to your girlfriend all night because the only phone we had was stuck to the wall.
Now, Steve, I think that the process, if I were correct, we talked a couple of years ago. This is your first Netflix special, isn't that correct?
Correct. Yeah. First big time Netflix special. Everything else before that was self-produced. I mean, my wife and I were putting up our own money and producing our own specials. And, you know, it led to this. And that's why it goes back to, you know, my roots and my hardworking roots and my dad, you know, being a pipe fitter and a welder and, hardworking guy, and we just took the blue collar approach to stand up comedy.
I'm so proud of you, because I remember, Stephen, you're talking, you talked about your YouTube sensation, how you came out of nowhere, and then the comedy continued to grow. And you, we were talking a couple years ago about a Netflix special. I said, you got to get a Netflix. I got to go back to that interview. That's what's cool about podcasting, right? We go back to the radio show interview we did before. I'll have to tweet it out or something saying, okay, you know, congrats to where you are now. And I'm very proud of you.
It is, man. Thank you very much for saying that, and it means a lot to me, because, you know, I didn't turn down a gig. I slept in my car. I did everything I could to become a really good stand-up comedian, and, you know, put up my own money, produce my own shows, and the people on the internet, from Facebook, and it has grown into TikTok and Instagram. They're the people that made me true fans and grassroots and, you know, doing things. I literally did things the old school way, and it has led to here. And now it's on that bubble of ready to explode and pop, because I have an entire army of people who have been on this journey with me since the beginning.
Well, you know, Steve, and that's it. Next level. And you'll be having all these different specials. I'm predicting something, Steve, because that you're going to be number one on Netflix. I'm telling you that I'm going to put that prediction out right now, that you're going to be number one on Netflix, and you're going to be like, Neil, who? That's what's going to happen, Steve. You're going to forget about me. I'll give you other examples of that, but I won't name names of the celebrity I interviewed, and they blew up. You have to look at that. One person that was on an NBC show, I'll see, I'm giving away even more. And then she became the biggest star ever comedian, and is like, you know, hanging out with all the, and Neil who, but I haven't reached out to her, but I'm just playing that card. But Steve, best place, Netflix drops tomorrow. A Simple Man, right, bro?
Yes. I'm so excited about it. And I think it's, I honestly think it's revolutionary. I mean, you cry, you truly cry, and you get the feels, and the next second you're laughing. And something that we did is really special, Neil, that I think you're going to like. At the end of the special, when it wraps up and the credits roll, I have thousands of pictures of fans at their job, working people, not famous people, not, hey, look how famous I am and my famous friends, real working class people.
I love it. Stay real. Appreciate it, sir. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.